MashaAllah. As you've heard, Hafiz Umair, he is one of the student fourth year. InshaAllah, he'll be going in fifth year next year. He'll be reading Mishkat. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his knowledge. You've seen these students who've come before you. They are local students. As I mentioned before, they are only local students. And these students who used to go in college and university, they've after they're finishing their college studies or school studies, they have enrolled in Alim course, and alhamdulillah, they are now becoming ulama. And those, as you know, last year, few graduates, approximately five ulama who graduated as an ulama, now they are in college and universities. And alhamdulillah, many of them becoming lawyers and doctors. So we need this sort of ulama as well, that who've got both knowledge, academic knowledge and also Islamic knowledge. Now, as he mentioned regarding the virtue of ilm, many of us do not understand the virtue of ilm, the knowledge, right? Now, when we say knowledge, we say, oh, our students go to college and university. Remember, brothers, knowledge which is mentioned in Quran and Hadith is the knowledge of Quran and Hadith, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he describes the fazila, the virtues of the ulama, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Can those become similar to those who know, can those become similar who have the knowledge with those who don't have knowledge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that means they can't become similar, because those who have the knowledge, they are in light. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورُ. The one who is in the light and the one who is in darkness, there is so much difference between them. Because the one who is in light, he will be easily walking straight to his path. And the one who is in darkness, it will be very hard for him to go at his destination. Now, as he mentioned, that even our masses, majority of the people, they do not know even their basic knowledge, right? They don't know regarding the nikah and divorce masails. One of the person just came few weeks back. He came to me and his wife phoned me that, Moa, one of my husband just mentioned few things and I was amazed. And I told him, I told that woman that your nikah has broken. Your nikah is broken. Now you have to go back and read nikah. Aage unko tashkeel hua is tarah agar wahan mushkil hai to. So this woman, when she phoned me regarding her incident, that her husband uttered few things, and I was amazed, and she didn't know regarding this, that her nikah was broken. I just said, your nikah is broken, but if to make it show, just phone the Muftiyani Kiram. And she phoned, and after the Muftiyani Kiram, they also said, nikah is broken. Right? Now, this woman, she said, this happened before as well. This incident happened before as well. And we lived in sin. Just imagine. Right? We do not have basic knowledge regarding our daily life. Right? It is utmost important. Talabul ilmi farizatun ala kulli muslim. To seek knowledge is farz upon every single Muslim and Muslimah. It is farz. And the ulama has written, what is farz? The basic knowledge which comes in front of you. For example, if one is going to read salah, it is farz upon him to seek knowledge regarding his salah. That means every Muslim should have knowledge regarding his salah and tahara. Because tahara comes first, then salah comes. So tahara, he should know when he becomes napak and when he is pak. He should know regarding that. When his wudu, when is compulsory for him to do wudu, when it is compulsory for him to perform ghusl. It is compulsory. He should know regarding this. And he should know the regarding the knowledge regarding tahara. After that, he should know the knowledge regarding salah. And if he's got wealth, he should know the knowledge regarding his wealth. How to give zakah out. How to calculate the zakah out. Where should he distribute his zakah out. And regarding his business transaction, which transaction is allowed, which transaction is not allowed. Many of us are businessmen today, right? Traders today. But we do not know basic knowledge regarding our trading, How? Yes, we may know this law of this land, but we won't know the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it permissible or it's not permissible? We wouldn't know this. Many, because I've seen, alhamdulillah, I've seen so many that they don't know, and when they come and ask, then they say, oh, we didn't know this. Basic knowledge. So regarding trading, regarding zakah, if one's going for umrah, one's going for hajj, he should seek knowledge regarding hajj and umrah. If he's getting married, he should know the knowledge of regarding how to get married. And after getting married, how should he keep his wife? How should he keep his children? How should he bring up and his children? How to do tarbiyah? We lack in this sort of things, right? This is our lowness, and inferiority. We do not have this zeal to seek knowledge. And as he mentioned, Hafiz Umair, that durus are going throughout the masajid. Just see the masajid of Leicester. Only I'm giving you the example of Leicester. Here, Jami Masjid, Masjid Umar, Masjid Nur, Masjid Bukhari, all places, their durus are going on. But how many do we see sitting here? Majority, they go out, they spend their time outside talking, and the program has been finishing. The program is, when it's finished, when we go out, they are all there. It's shaitan's deception that, okay, you don't have to learn, you don't have to sit, you don't have to sit in here, right? Just go. And when I have to go home. And when he goes out, his time has passed. Where was the time? You have to go home. Why didn't you go home? You were talking outside. But I've seen many, when we go out, when the durus is going here, after durus finishes, when we see outside, the people are standing there talking, right? Only vulgar languages and worldly talk they are involved in. What about this? Remember, this is the hujjah. This is against us. On the day of judgment, we won't have this proof. We won't have this excuse that we will be saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I didn't know, we didn't have any. Alhamdulillah, in masjid, every day there is a program going on. Right? Regarding tajweed. Now for example, I'll give you an example. Quran. How to recite Quran? This is also a knowledge. How to recite Quran? When one salah is not valid, he should know regarding that. Now tajweed is essential. For tajweed, we have kept 3 days. Qari sahab, I've seen so many, only few people sit here and they recite the Quran and the surahs. Regarding tajweed, one should brush up his tajweed as well. As I gave an example last time, only by little the translation changes. The pronunciation, if one does not do his pronunciation properly, the Quranic translation changes. For example, kasfim ma'kul. Now ma'kul, I'm giving you an example. This just example came in my mind. Ma'kul, akala, alif, small calf, and lam. Akala means to eat. To eat. Akala. And ma'kul is from that. Ma'kul. Hamza and calf and lam. Means eaten things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah, Asfim akul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that, he's narrating the Ashabi Fields kissa here. And at the end, Asfim akul. If one says ma'akul, ayn, alif, he makes it into ayn, ma', and small calf, he makes it into big calf, kul, right? That means the thing which is understandable. The total translation has changed. Similarly, kalbun and qalbun, kalbun and qalbun, different things. Small calf, kalbun, and qalbun. The translation is kalbun, dog, and qalbun, heart. What a difference. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ زِرَاعِهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ. Their dog was sitting, whose dog? This is Ashabi Kahf, Surah Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this dog, that the dog was sitting. Basitun zira'ihi bilwasi. Now, if one recites, wa qalbuhum basitun, their heart was sitting there. Translation changes. Adabun alim. Alif, lam, yemim. Alim. And alim. There's difference. Alim means knowledge. Allahu Alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and Allahu Alim, astaghfirullah, means Alim means painful. Just imagine how the translation changes. Just, we need to recite our Quran properly. Now, majority of our Muslims, they don't know how to recite Quran. And he is Allahu Akbar. And he's reciting Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. But if his surah is not valid, as we hear in Fazail so many times, that this salah is wrapped up and thrown onto his face because his salah was not proper. And we say, oh, we know everything. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. We need to aware everybody that the importance of knowledge is so much. Today we've got the importance of A-levels, of IT, of geography, of science, of doctors, or everything. We've got the importance of that. But that knowledge will be only until we live in this world. But this knowledge, Islamic knowledge, this knowledge will be with us until we die and after our death and on the day of judgment. And as last time when I was at Masjid Umar, Hazrat Muazz Zulfiqar, Damat Barakatum, he also did bayan. And in his bayan, he mentioned one thing, that on the day of judgment, you will also, means the masses will also need the ulama on the day of judgment as well. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O Jannati, O those who are going into Jannah, O those who are going to Jannah, the dwellers of Jannah, do you want anything? Do you want anything? Allah, they will say, oh Allah, you have given us every single thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, there is something else. Go and ask your ulama. Every single person will be going to their local ulama. And they'll be asking, what shall we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The ulama will say, one thing is left. We need to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that show yourself towards us. They'll go. The Muazz Zulfiqar says, on the day of judgment and in Jannah, they will need ulama as well. And they will be going to their local ulama. This is the value of the ulama. Today we belittle ulama. We belittle these students, right, who seek knowledge. Obviously, they are young age. They do mistakes. With one mistake, we pinpoint. And those who go in college and university, they do every single bad thing, but we won't say a word to them. Let them go. Let them do whatever they think. And these students who read in madaris, who read and who sacrifices, they know that if they go and seek the academic knowledge, if they go in university, they know that they'll receive good job. They know that they'll got good salary, every single thing. But even though they sacrifice that, they come to madrasa only to seek the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them that happiness. Alhamdulillah, many students here, right, they have sacrificed everything. I know so many students in our madrasa, they do not have support from their parents. Parents say, no, you have to go into college and university. They say, no, we'll go there. Okay, you pay your fees. So what do? In weekend, they work and they earn the money and they pay the fees. There are some students like that. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses who he wishes for his deen. Right? It is not us who do this. Alhamdulillah, we have, alhamdulillah, the Jamia has done this facility for those students who are local. We do not have the facility of the dormitory. We do not have this facility. So those students who are local and they want to seek knowledge, and the seek knowledge means dini knowledge, 6-year course, alhamdulillah, in the morning they come Monday to Friday morning 8:30 till 12, and in between there are lessons, and in between a few minutes they have break, and till 12:15 they go home. They run. I have seen many, because rules are rules. They come, they have to come on time. So they rush that we have to come back. They rush 12:00, running home, and come back by 1:30. Because if they are late, they have detention. The rules are rules. So they come back 1:30. Like 1:30 till 1:45. 1:45, they are in classes. Till 4:00. 3 lessons in that. And 4:00, they rush back to home They've got 2 hours in between 6 o'clock they are back. 6 o'clock they are back, and 6 till 8 they are in madrasa studying for next day. Right? This is for 6 years they keep on doing this. You may say, oh, they are becoming ulama, 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 or they are seeking knowledge. This is something amazing. Right? One of the students, when he finished his alim course, then he went into university. One of my students, he went into university, and now he is becoming accountant, and he's finished his accountancy as well. Alhamdulillah, this year he's graduated as an accountant. He said, when I went into college, our teachers, they gave us some lessons. Only a few lessons. This one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is free, Friday. So they were amazed that we do certain hours every single day. Just imagine from 8:30 till 4 o'clock every single day. They could not believe that these people, they do this much. And with that, they have this much knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the work of his deen, whom he wishes from. Right? This is not us, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who takes this work of deen. Now after this, inshallah, Faisal Sheikh, who just recently, he just finished his Arbi Awwal, that means first year, he was not going to come in this madrasa. But alhamdulillah, his father was so keen to him to come in this madrasa. When he came, alhamdulillah, he wishes to finish his 6 year course. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him finish his 6 year course. He will be reciting his na'at.